Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe. Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, as we like to say, or as I like to say anyway. I don't think you'd like to say it at all. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time. Today, well, if you don't know what today was, I almost feel sorry for you. In all sincerity, I mean, most people know that today, again, was the anniversary of 9/11. Now, we're going to do more about that in the second hour. But where was Joey B today? For all intents and purposes, nowhere to be found. I mean, truly, more celebrating the fact that he shut down even more, or more of the ability of America or the U.S. to sustain itself, right? To be self-sufficient when it comes to energy. Yeah, up in Alaska, telling them what a great job he's doing, you know? Making sure to tear us down. Everything the man is doing. Can we make it 2 more years? In all sincerity, every piece of protection on the southern border gone. And now a judge, it has to be a left-leaning judge, wants Texas to take the protection out of the river to keep illegals from coming through, crossing through the river. And the funny part about it is it's protecting the illegals as much as it is the U.S. When they see that, they don't try to cross. Therefore, if they don't try to cross, they're not going to get killed. They're not going to drown. It isn't that hard to figure out. You don't need a college degree. And frankly and honestly, if you barely made it out of high school, you can figure this one out. But he chooses instead to talk about the greatest threat to be climate change. This guy is for real. Between what they're doing to our kids in school, what they're doing to our sovereignty, what they're doing at the southern border, right? Shall I go on? Right? Between the economy, the health, the security. Just amazing. Now, when he was questioned, Joey B., Joey said that he was there at Ground Zero the day after the attacks. No pictures of him there. Right? Okay. I mean, nothing. And yet he wants to stick by his story. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I got to say, just amazing. Oh, in my backyard. Mayor Burbank, California. We all kind of make fun of him. And I got more stuff I'm gonna play on him in a little bit. He partook, I don't know what to call this. In a paddle spanking by a drag queen. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. This is something that he thought was a good thing to do. His name is, Mayor Constantine Anthony, was spanked by a drag queen at a Democrat event. I'll leave it that way. I won't put out their names. Now, a video shows Anthony bent over a table people sat at as a drag queen whacked him with the paddle. And he looked very excited about it, by the way. I mean, if that's your thing. The video was posted on Instagram. By the Wise Nuts podcast and caught wind online after being reposted by an ex account or the libs. I guess it was the libs of TikTok. The local press reported that the fundraiser was billed as being for ages 15 and up. Ooh, is that really suitable for children? This guy really serious about this? Anthony was spanked by a drag queen in front of the children. Burbank mayor says there was no children at the event. Anthony told the Fox News, actually, that all attendees were 21 years of age and or older. The video of Anthony comes as the California parents share their concern. And it's true. It's almost like the California legislature is working 24/7 to make sure that our kids are exposed to every known sexual act on the planet. How long do you think before we get into bestiality here? Because you can't tell me who to love. I mean, seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I am back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, I mean, I really so much appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And some of you have heard that the New Mexican governor has declared a state of emergency because of the gun violence, and she thinks simply by putting a ban on people exercising their Second Amendment rights, and if they're licensed as well, well, not anymore. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does all the time, pretty much every week. And Kimberly, I know when you heard this, you probably were just bouncing off the walls.
The first thing I did was look up her own state, New Mexico's state constitution. And, yeah, she can't do that.
Well, I love that the AG has said, hey, well, I'm not going to prosecute any of these.
A sheriff came out and said, we're not following this. We're not doing this. They've already had, and this is exactly what I would have done, there's already been open carry two-way rallies that lasted, like, all day. I think yesterday, I think they're supposed to have another one tomorrow. That's the first thing I said I would do. I would have an open carry two-way rally. Come and get me. Come and take it.
I got pictures. There's got to be 200-300 people with signs that say we will not comply. These were visibly armed gun owners. They defy government Grisham's gun grab hold. They're in Old Town Albuquerque, and they're walking around with their guns on. The police didn't enforce the $5,000 fines. They didn't enforce anything. So, I love it.
I think the Firearms Policy Coalition is suing her now, too.
I hope they Well, listen, since just trying to help you down your dinner, let's play the actual what she said, because it really will turn your stomach. Here we go.
All the examples you cited are crimes. Kids shooting at other kids, shooting from cars. So what's the value of the civil order? Why not just do better law enforcement?
Both. The value of the order is that it gives me three things. One, it says it's a statewide issue and it's a message to everyone to start leveraging their resources and arresting people. Two, the jurisdictions come at this, including with the DOJ restrictions, differently. Without the leveraging and the additional resources, arresting, and where do they go? We've got to make sure that everyone is bumping up their services. It's a message to the Metropolitan Detention Center. It's a message to the HMOs. You better figure...
No, it's a message to the crooks that nobody's going to be armed, number one. And number two, she didn't even answer the question. He's actually asking her to tell you, why don't you just enforce the laws you already have?
Because it's not about enforcing the law. It's not about gun. I told her she's. I'm saying, what do you have? Planning the purge? Because that's basically what it is. Because you know, law-abiding citizens will usually they'll follow these stupid laws. We saw all that with COVID. They'll follow these laws. And that's not even a law. It's a whatever. It's a mandate.
Yeah.
They'll follow them, but the criminals. It's gonna be like a free for all.
Oh, it's amazing. All right, so a little bit more from her. I enjoy this too much.
Treatment. We have been sort of stalled out, to your point. This order basically says stop stalling out, and to your point, just arrest everyone. Well, I also have to have the ability. I can't arrest everyone. There are literally too many people to arrest.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I listened to this a couple times. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. She would give the order to go arrest everybody with carrying a gun legally, but I got no place to put them. Think about what she's saying.
Yeah, 100%. I wouldn't be surprised if she went to people's houses and said, give me your guns.
Oh.
That's how psychotic she is.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's more.
If someone got a concealed carry permit in Albuquerque walking down a public street, they're not going to get arrested.
I can make the point that maybe they should be.
Yeah. Even though they're legally carrying a gun with a license, she wants to make a point they should be arrested.
Make a point they should be arrested for practicing their fundamental human rights, self-defense, which is not only our Second Amendment right at the federal level, but it's in the New Mexico State Constitution, which she took an oath of office to uphold.
Oh, don't talk about the old stuff. That's coming
Don't talk about the old issue. Oh, my God.
And this is the point. I'm willing to do anything and everything within a shred of evidence-based effort. Because if you're not horrified that on any street corner in too many cities in New Mexico, there is someone with a gun sticking out of their waist or their belt,
you should be horrified. I'm more horrified that you're not talking about going after the criminals. That's what I'm horrified about. I'm not horrified about the guy illegally carrying.
No. I want around people legally carrying. I feel safer around people who are legally carrying. It's the criminals who aren't legally carrying, who we know have evil or bad intent, that are the problem, not the law-abiding citizens who simply want to protect themselves and their families, who are the problem. The woman is a psychopath, and this is what Democrats would love to do everywhere. I think that's why Democrats are mad. Because even Ted Lieu, isn't he that nutbag that's in yours, one of your reps?
Yeah.
He even said to her, this isn't right. He did, and he, you know, he's an extreme left-winger.
Yeah.
And he said something to her, and she's like, I can do what I want.
Well, and he's not wanting to protect our rights. You already know that, though. He's looking at this, and he's saying, you're doing too much, and you're going to do this, and
that's what
really
I'm saying.
Going to poke these people.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think Democrats are mad that she did this because it can be pushed onto them. See, we told you, this is the kind of stuff they want to do.
I got to get your blood pressure a little higher. Hold on.
I'll tell you, if you're a young person, you're not allowed to have a handgun.
It's a crime already.
I got it. But we won't be able to arrest all of them. So imagine, just in a perfect world, if this was upheld, it gives all of these police officers the ability to focus on the real criminals.
Last follow-up.
Yeah.
How are they going to focus on the real criminals? I mean, if you're arresting everybody that has a gun and someone carrying legally, really? Seriously?
How the hell did she get elected?
Dem versus Republican. Hold on. Now the next question's even better.
But your point is valid.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for attempt.
We're going to do more of this instead of break. I'm sorry. Got to finish this up. Joe Messina, your host, Kimberly Moreno will still be with me. She might be having a heart attack, but she'll still be with me inside the break. Be right back.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. Lawyers for Donald Trump are moving for the judge in the former president's federal election case to recuse herself. In a Monday court filing, Trump's attorneys said they're unsure U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan can remain fair and impartial. They worry if her past harsh statements about Trump's ties to the January 6th Capitol riots. She's also been harsher at sentencing time for ground-level Capitol riot convicts. She alone will make the decision whether to recuse herself or not. President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden spoke Monday to military service members at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage Monday afternoon.
It's more important than ever that we come together around the principle of American democracy, regardless of our political backgrounds.
Nearly 3,000 Americans died on September 11, 2001. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Jonesy, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her timely. Kimberly, for your listening enjoyment and pleasure, let's go back to the new Mexican governor telling us how she could suspend our rights.
Exercise your carry license.
With one exception. And that is, if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. Well, there are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and all these parents who have lost all these children, they deserve my attention to have the debate.
Well, two things here. Yes, they're all absolute. Our founding fathers couldn't imagine that we would be so dumb, so ignorant, such a stupid group of people that we wouldn't think that it was wrong to yell fire in a theater. And that's what they all use, right, Kimberly? They all use that line that, yeah, well, freedom of speech, you know, you can't yell fire in a theater. Well, that should be common sense.
Right.
There shouldn't be any law against that.
Right.
You know? And absolute right, I mean, I don't see our founding fathers, even in their conversations before passing the Second Amendment, nothing in there about, hey, well, should we not let 12-year-olds? Think about something. Was it Jefferson? One of them was like 17 years old.
There was no restrictions. None.
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 Despite
what Joey B. says, we could have cannons and buy them.
Yeah, we can, actually, yeah.
Still can now, too, actually.
But no nuclear weapons. I don't want people having nuclear weapons. I know too many
people
off the deep end. But,
I don't know. I want a tank.
I wouldn't want her. Yeah, that's okay. I wouldn't want her having to do. Anyway, let's finish this up. You got to hear this.
About whether or not in an emergency we can create a safer environment. Because what about their constitutional rights? I took an oath to uphold those too. And if we ignore...
Right. You're supposed to protect those people. You don't protect them by taking guns away from law-abiding citizens who don't shoot anybody.
Oh,
you put the cops on the street that you need to protect the ones being shot by illegal people.
She is...
Dumber than a rock.
Can they recall her? Do they have that in New Mexico?
I think they're trying to. I think there was actually a legislator trying to recall her and or impeach her for not carrying out her constitutional rights. Let's see how much dumber she can get. Come on, we'll have fun with this.
Growing problem without being bold, I've said to every other New Mexican, your rights are subrogated to theirs. And they are not, in my view.
Wait a minute. You're talking about crimes. There are already laws against the crimes, so how are their rights?
I got it. But again, if I'm unsafe, who's standing up for that right? If this climate is so out of control, somebody should do something.
What's out of control is the illegal people that are, you know, carrying guns illegally.
Criminals.
There you go. Okay? They're the ones that are out of control. If you, the law-abiding citizens aren't running around shooting little kids. She's a Maroney. There you go.
I have different words that I use, but I won't say them on the air.
Don't do
it.
Yeah.
I won't do it. She's going to go down in flames hard for this one.
How did she get elected, right? I hope she does go down in flames hard for this one.
She should, because literally she is not upholding her oath of office. I mean, it's not real hard to uphold your oath. You know what I mean? Uphold the state's constitution, the federal constitution, whatever. And she's not doing that, obviously.
I'm just amazed all the way around, that they've got to the point that they feel so empowered, that they feel so out in front, that they're willing to tell you what they're thinking and let it roll off their lips.
You know what, Joe? It amazes me because 27 states now have constitutional carry. And part of the reason that so many states are now have put that into place is because of gun control hacks like her. Because everybody wants to make sure we have our rights, our actual constitutional rights, and not just some, you know, permission, infringement, government BS that they have inflicted upon us. More and more people have gotten firearms and learned how to shoot, especially women, because they wanted to protect themselves and their families, and especially... She's right. The crime is getting increasing, but it has a lot to do with what they've did about the cops, you know, saying they wanted to defund the cops, saying all that stuff about the cops, putting prosecutors in place that don't prosecute criminals or they get let out of jail free, and not actually prosecuting people for crimes that they're committing. It's not the law abiding. Those people are actually getting more firearms and learning how to shoot, who never did before because of people like her. So she's totally not reading. I'm assuming like she's got some backing from some hardcore left-wing billionaire who'll say, hey, you do this and you know, we'll make sure you get reelected.
I think most of them are. I think most of them are backed by big money. All they care about is the money and the power, obviously.
Yep.
And, you know, they know they can't get elected again without the money. And frankly, look at their Schumer let loose that they're spending over $100 million to unseat Cruz. I mean, so it tells you it is about the money. It's they have nothing to do with anything else as to who's doing the right thing or the wrong thing or whatever. I'm hoping you say it and a few other people say it. I'm hoping that people are paying attention, you know?
I hope so. But I will definitely use it. I'm waiting. Our legislature, we haven't had the bill. We haven't seen the new bills yet, but I can't wait to see all the gun control bills that Democrats put in.
Oh, they're going to be rolling out like crazy because we truly believe that that's what's going to save them, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And you can use it against them. Like, hey, you know, they really want to ban firearms. Not only do they want to ban firearms, but in my state, one of them put a bill to have a commission to repeal the Second Amendment, New Hampshire Second Amendment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll go over well there. I mean, yeah. Even though you got a lot of loons, you know, on the left, I can imagine the voters from New Hampshire allowing that to happen. I just don't see it.
No, I mean, we have constitutional carry.
Yeah.
And we, you know, they, that was a campaign issue at that time for the governor's race. And our governor at the time, all the candidates said, it's not the Democrats, all the Republicans said they would sign a constitutional carry bill if they got it. So, if we make it a make that kind of stuff a campaign issue, it can do well.
You know, you and I were talking during the break, and I said, I just, every move that they make pushes Trump, I think, pushes him closer to a massive win. And I say that for a lot of reasons. I say that because, you know, look at the Proud Boy leader who now came forward and said, look, they coerced me to lie. They wanted me to lie against Trump. And because I didn't, this is how I got what I got. You've got a half a dozen other whistleblowers that have come forward now and said the same thing. You've got the AG there in Georgia, and now they're looking into her, and they're looking at her past, and it's not a political thing. I mean, what was her dad was a pink panther, not a pink panther. Shows you how old I am. Part of the Black Panthers, you know, and she grew up in that environment, you know. I mean, seriously, these people they're fascists. There's no other name for it. You can play with communists. You can play with socialists. They are,
they're way,
you know, dictionary book fascists, right?
Yep, 100%. Absolutely. But, you know, that's why they project all the time and call everybody else that. They're projecting when they say that. And right. And people are just like, oh, my God, they called me a fascist. No, they're projecting themselves onto you.
Yeah.
That's what the left always does.
I just love this stuff. I think I've been saying it for a long time. I have no crystal ball. I don't know if this is actually going to happen. But when you look at this, you have to say some of these people are starting to break. They're starting to crack, and they're coming forward and saying, look, I didn't know it was going to get like this. I didn't know it was going to be like this. And, yeah, I am the driver that drove those ballots that you know, I looked at and I shouldn't have. I am the guy that did this. I am the guy that hid these. Yes, the FBI pressured me to lie, and so, you know, they could... I mean, you're seeing them come forward. I'm not usually an optimist, but I'm hoping it makes a difference, you know? Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Petito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Kimberly Moore joins me, as she does every week, kind of kick the week off, get these stories that people, I don't know if they weren't paying attention. You know, it's always been a joke in the news, right? They release stuff on Friday afternoons that they really don't want a lot of play on. But now, because news is pretty much 24/7, you get it on the internet, you really can't let anything go. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens over the weekend that gets nailed on Monday and Tuesday. You know, I mean, Joey B's out there in Alaska, you know, talking about climate change, you know, cooling, warming, whatever, and yet he hasn't visited any of the 9/11 events at all. And what he claims is, well, I was there the day after it happened. That's kind of good enough. Ain't a picture of him anywhere. Not a one.
He wasn't there. Yeah, he wasn't.
No, I know he wasn't. Well, right now, in his mind, he might have been there. He probably was one of the people who ran up and down the stairs a half a dozen times protecting people.
You know what? So he's always been a liar. His whole entire life, he has been a liar. I mean, people have been calling him out for his lies for decades. This is nothing new. It's just embarrassing as hell. I mean, he's an embarrassment not just to this country, but to the entire world.
And
it's nothing new. It's just that people see him more often than they used to, so they're seeing the lies more, and they can call him out real time. Although, you know, the mainstream media doesn't usually. But, I mean, do you remember in the Obama administration, there was like 2.5 years where no one even saw Joe Biden or knew where he was?
No, listen, it takes a long time to count that money.
Yeah, but no, I think it was the Obama administration who was keeping him, like, off to the side, like, don't just stay in the basement, dude. Because I remember we used to joke about it, and it just something just came up the other day. I'm like, that's right, he used to be in the basement all the time when he was freaking in a VP because they couldn't stand him.
They were doing what they could to keep him alive because they knew they were, look it, they realized that Hillary was, you know, done. There's no way that they were going to help her run again and win, because she wouldn't have done what she would have done what they wanted her to do. You know, she is her own person. She's going to do what she wants to do. They would have never put her in, at least in my mind.
What do you mean they did put her in?
What do you mean, as president?
No, she was the candidate.
Yeah, but I think ultimately they realized that she wasn't going to do what they wanted her to do, like Joey B's doing.
Right.
He's not going to do what staff wants him to do. He's not going to do what Obama tells. I mean, she's not going to do what Obama tells her to do.
Right.
So, and she just couldn't make that connection when she ran against Trump.
Right. No. She's had too many years of corruption as well. Like, what's with there's massive corruption in the Democrat Party.
When you ask young people, like, you know, young girls and stuff, why they support Hillary, and they'll tell you, the comment that I kept getting was, because she's for women's rights. She always fights for women's rights. Okay, name one. Name a bill she pushed through, that she, you know, went through with, that she said that was for women's rights. It did something for women.
There's nothing. The only bill she ever got passed that was sponsored was like the naming of a post office. Seriously.
Well,
so, because you know how much I can't stand Hillary. I had website with massive research, Joe. I had the same exact conversation with young girls, and I showed them how Hillary enabled and abused her husband's sexual abuse victims. Like, she enabled her husband to be a serial sexual assaulter, and then Hillary, on top of it, abused his victims. Oh, I had it all. And I shared it.
How did the average person receive that?
They were mad. They didn't know any of it. Literally mad.
Wow.
Because they didn't know any of that. Because, you know, the media doesn't bring any of that crap up.
No. No, not going to happen. They're not interested in bringing it forward. It's not something they want to fight.
Nope.
I get the biggest kick out of this stuff, and people don't realize it. People don't realize truly the damage that these people have done over the years. Come on,
no,
I can't tell you what happened 6 years ago, for God's sakes.
The problem is our media is one of the biggest problems. That's the other area the left has completely taken over. People don't understand what they're seeing. It's not. You've got to look into it. You have to look elsewhere and do your own research, because otherwise you're never going to get the full story. And you can see that. You especially find figured out when you're part of the story. You know, that's not true. But, or if you were there, you know what I mean? So not everybody understands that. I think more and more people do, though, now.
Well, you've got more. you care more than I do. I don't. I just. I think people, I always joke, I said, these are the same people that elected Obama twice. So, you know, and actually technically a third time to a big degree. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but I was looking at the numbers. Because, again, people get crazy. They don't want to talk about the election. They want to move on from the 2020 election. How can you do that? You don't know if you can't fix it. And you don't know right. What happened, you know, for it to be stolen, if you would. How are you going to make it better? How are you going to safeguard against it?
Right.
The numbers of votes that Trump got before they stopped counting was almost insurmountable for anybody else.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then somehow, I mean, he was up in some, one state he was up by 600,000 votes. You know, and I realized that not every place had been counted. But, my God, even what was left over, he probably would have won by at least 10% of those.
We already know there were shenanigans. We know that. We know that because I had never in my entire life have seen a voting place shut down while they're counting ballots and leave.
Yeah.
Never in my entire life. And I've been a poll watcher. Been there. You know, I've gone and collected votes at the end of a night multiple times, and I've never seen that ever in my life. And then the stuffing the ballot, those stupid boxes.
Well, you know, people
we know that happened.
Oh, you watch 2,000 Mules and you believe that.
I didn't even see it.
First of all, I did see 2,000 Mules. I was bored by it because I already knew most of what happened in it. All right.
Right.
But when you now this isn't some kid running around one of the ballot boxes. When you have government video from a
government
video camera where this guy walks up, he's got armfuls of ballots and he's stuffing in there, you're going, okay.
Yep.
This is government stuff. What's the issue?
Right.
I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's government stuff. It's not like somebody was just sitting there and it was somebody's house ringtone or, you know, camera or whatever.
All right, so we only got a couple of minutes left, and the obligatory question is, what do you remember about 9/11? I mean, I know it was 107 years ago, but what were you doing? What do you remember about it?
I was at work, and somebody I was chatting with, like on Messenger type, whatever chat thing we had back then, asked me if I saw what was going on in New York, and I'm like, no, why? So then I started trying to look into it, and then other people started hearing things. So we, you know, and then we were talking back and forth, you know, different people trying to find out what was going on. And then we got a TV and turned the news on, and we were all just sitting in the cafeteria just watching it. And we're like in shock.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I called my son's school. I'm like, can I come pick my son up? She's like, we're not letting the kids out yet. We're going to continue doing a normal day. And then I picked him up at school. It was shock.
Yep.
Shock. Like, how could somebody do this to us?
Well, I think, you know, I heard a congressman give a speech this morning, one that is a conservative that I trust. And he said, we learned a lot from 9/11. He said, if you ever have a chance, read the 9/11 Commission report. And he says, and you read it, and you realize, he says, I feel less safe today than I would have felt 9, 10, 20, 22 years ago.
Right.
You know? Anyhow.
Yeah, it's, well, the crazy thing is I had a ticket to go to England. I had already purchased it, so I still went, like, in November. It was, like, a couple months later. So that was a very weird experience, too.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can only imagine. It is, and we're going to get back to that, but because of COVID, more than anything else, you watch that they're going to start playing these games again. They're going to make it hard for you to, you know, move out of the country or you know, move about the planet. You know, just amazing.
Because it's all about control. It was never about safety. Just like gun control isn't about safety. It's solely about control.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you this picture. Somebody just sent me with a granny holding a rifle, and where is she? In New Mexico. Like, come and get it.
Nice.
All right, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Joe Bezette, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to be talking about 9/11 and truly what took place on 9/11. Joe Bezette, your host. Don't go far.